From Baltimore north to Vermont now, a warm winter has left New England skiers high and dry. Some resorts are calling it the worst season in memory. Many people are taking now to backcountry skiing. So many, in fact, that environmentalists are worried the popularity of backcountry skiing has led to the illegal cutting of trees and brush to open up more trails. In Vermont, large-scale illegal cutting was recently discovered on state land in Middlebury. Nina Keck from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio has more.
All right, everybody else, gather around. One more briefing and we'll head out.
It's about 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and about 20 volunteers pick up saws and hard hats at a trailhead in central Vermont. They're part of a pilot program within the Green Mountain National Forest that could become a model to curb illegal cutting while expanding terrain for backcountry skiing. Hardy Avery, a professional trail designer hired for the project, brings the group up to speed.
So mostly what we're going to be doing is hauling brush that's already been cut. We have two ski lines that are cut to the ridge that you can see with the sun behind it, and one skin track cut as well.
Normally, backcountry skiers and snowboarders do this kind of work in secret because it's illegal. But on this day, dozens of backcountry enthusiasts will thin trees and brush under the close supervision of National Forest Service personnel.
Morning. How many of you, is this your first day? I'm curious. Ah, great. Welcome. Thank you.
Holly Knox is a recreational program manager for the Green Mountain National Forest. She says with backcountry skiing and riding so popular, it makes sense to expand it on public lands. But she admits the challenge is to ensure it's done in a controlled and environmentally sustainable way. Knox says a 210-acre parcel of national forest along the spine of the Green Mountains is being used as a testing ground.
We're looking at both improving the recreation opportunities, ensuring the long-term sustainability of our ecological components, but also that reduction in people cutting areas where they should not be cutting on their own.
All the new ski trails will be limited in width to between 15 and 30 feet. Softwoods like evergreens and firs are being protected. To enable long-term research on the site, volunteers have been asked not to cut vegetation shorter than a meter. Trail designer Hardy Avery says it was a complex process.
I scouted it out for 4 or 5 days, 6 days maybe, and laid out five different ski lines, a skin track, and a catch road to catch everybody at the bottom of the ski lines to get them out.
65-year-old Merle Schlaff, a volunteer from Salisbury, Vermont, says people need to realize that the ethos of backcountry skiing is all about people surreptitiously clipping in the woods wherever they want to clear trails. He says the Green Mountain National Forest, and especially Holly Knox, deserve a lot of credit for spearheading a cooperative effort to change that mindset.
By green lighting this, she made it possible for us to operate within the law. And there's always going to be some people that are going to be bandits, but I think that working like this is going a long ways to bringing the Wild West of glade forming somewhat under control. A lot under control.
Yeah, I think we're in the area that they're just going to come through and saw this all with
down.
The... Yeah, because I think he wants to keep it a little narrower up top here. We're in some softwoods that we can't cut.
Zach Freeman leads another group of volunteers higher up the ridge. Freeman is a member of the Rochester Area Sports Trails Alliance, a Vermont group that's trying to create more sustainable, multi-use trails for recreation. The group recently carved out new trails in Vermont's Braintree Mountain Forest. Freeman says that project on private land, coupled with this new work on public land, is putting Vermont on the map and will hopefully create a useful template for others who want to create sustainable trails.
The efforts that we've put in here these last few years have really stirred up a lot of excitement throughout the Northeast, over in the White Mountains and in Maine. Online on Facebook and stuff, there's user groups and ski groups that have tracked our work and that have gotten very excited and organized themselves to propose similar skiing development projects in their area.
Freeman admits every location is unique. Out west, for instance, many ski trails are above the tree line. While there's no one-size-fits-all approach, Freeman and others believe if all goes well with this pilot effort in Vermont, more trail work will follow. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Kack.